Tired to energize. Most people want much more energy than they have. So whenever we feel tired, we need to check 8 possible causes, and then we'll do a combination of 5 energizing options to get ourselves energized once more. You know, there is no reason why we should ever feel tired. From early in the morning until we go to bed at night, we really should be full of energy. And if we're not, it's a good sign that something is off. And maybe these 8 possibilities will shed some light for you on what's going on. So number 1, often tiredness is caused by dehydration. We may not feel thirsty, but our cells may be dehydrated. Each of our trillions of cells is surrounded by liquid and is filled with intracellular fluid. Most of us don't drink enough pure water, which does not include coffee, tea, or soft drinks, just pure water. Generally, we need half our body weight in ounces. Drink some water now and throughout your day. Also, when people are constantly hungry, this too may simply be the body asking for water. Number 2. Our brain needs more oxygen than any other organ in the body, more even than our heart. Tiredness may be caused by a deficiency of oxygen to the brain. Be aware of breathing slowly and deeply. Later, we'll do a breath specifically to get our energy up and going. A third cause of tiredness could be that we aren't getting enough sunshine. Not burning our skin or staying out too long, but at least 10 minutes on the front of our body and 10 minutes on the back. Expose as much of your skin as possible to sunlight, because vitamin D is created in the skin by sunlight, and vitamin D is essential for your DNA and about 2,000 other functions. Number 4. Tiredness is often associated with a lack of exercise. When people feel tired, the last thing they want to do is move their body. Yet this is just what we need to be doing. Peter Egoscue, who created the Egoscue method, says we aren't moving enough to maintain our health. And we could add to that, to maintain our youthfulness and our longevity and to maintain our energy. Every day, doing something like the foundation positions to build the posterior chain of muscles and stabilize your spine, some weights, which you can do at home, stretching and flexibility, like the Makoho stretches, which are listed in the Spiral Up book, and alternately walking and running, even for 5 or 10 minutes. After a few days, notice what happens to your energy level, besides the muscle tone and loss of weight benefits that also come. Every time we move and stretch our muscles and bones, it stretches the connective tissue that surrounds each muscle, bone, and organ. The stretching of muscles, bones, and connective tissue creates an electrical charge. So if we feel tired or decharged, it may be a message to us to get moving, to get ourselves recharged through stretching and movements. Start slowly and build up. Sleep, of course, is essential if we want to maintain a high level of energy, particularly sleep before midnight. Try going to bed earlier and observe how you feel. Most people need about 7 to 8 hours. This is the time when your body is detoxifying and cleansing. If you have trouble sleeping, one resonance repatterning practitioner with chronic insomnia does Katsugan every night before going to sleep. She swears by it, and you can find Katsugan in your Spiral Up book. Number 6. Food. Food can be a great energizer or a great de-energizer. Heavy food before bed, especially protein, is hard to digest and leads to tiredness in the morning. A large meal at lunch usually leads to afternoon tiredness. Try eating a lighter lunch, such as a salad, and observe if your energy level stays consistently higher in the afternoon. For most people, it does. When potassium moves into each of our trillions of cells and sodium moves out of our cells, it creates an electrical charge. This charge allows nutrients and oxygen to move into our cells and metabolic wastes and carbon dioxide to move out of our cells. If we want to maintain this electrical charge on which life depends, we need to eat foods that have the correct potassium-sodium ratio. Food that is high in potassium and low in sodium is energizing. If you're tired, it's worth checking to see if you're eating foods that reverse this correct ratio. If you're eating foods that are high in sodium and low in potassium, this decharges your energy at the cellular level, at the level of trillions of your cells that are creating your energy. So it's essential to have your energy at this level going for you. For instance, pizza, pretzels, crackers, chips, cornflakes, bacon, TV meatloaf dinners, mustard, soy sauce, tomato catsup, canned olives, cooked or canned corn and peas, cooked or canned mushrooms, chicken noodle soup, split pea soup, and cheese are a few examples that reverse the correct potassium-sodium ratio. All these foods are high in sodium, some of them very high, and very low in potassium. If you want more energy, a few examples of foods that are high in potassium and low in sodium are wheat bran, shredded wheat, apples, avocado, all fruits, kelp, and all other sea vegetables like nori, dulse, lemon juice, unsalted almonds, unsalted sunflower seeds, unsalted walnuts and cashews, and all vegetables. These are all high in potassium and low in sodium. Another cause of tiredness that relates to food is when our blood is too acid and there are acid deposits in our muscles, joints, lymph, urine, and saliva. Our blood must remain slightly alkaline at a 7.35 pH. Lower than this and the acidity, besides causing tiredness, will cause illness, stiff and painful joints and muscles, and eventually arthritis. To maintain our energy, we need about 80% of our foods to be alkalizing and 20% can be acid. This is a huge cause of tiredness, is the system is too acid. So what are alkalizing foods that energize? Fruits and fresh fruit juices, not processed or pasteurized juices. Umeboshi plums, wonderful to alkalize and also fabulous when you have indigestion. Kelp, parsley and seaweeds like dulse, lima beans, potatoes if eaten with their skins, and most vegetables are either neutral or alkalizing. Unprocessed, unheated honey is also alkalizing. Grains like millet and quinoa are neutral to alkalizing, and oils are neutral. Garlic, cayenne pepper, herbs, cilantro, miso, and Dr. Bronner's mineral bouillon, they're all alkalizing. The following foods are highly alkalizing: wheatgrass juice, parsley, cayenne, powdered kudzu root, all seaweeds, papaya, watermelons, cantaloupe, and dried figs. This is very interesting if you look at Hippocrates Institute, where for 50 years people go with cancer and get cured of their cancer. The main thing they use is wheatgrass juice. And of course, it's one of the most highly alkalizing foods there is. Acid foods that you need to be careful of if you're tired are meat. There are absolutely no alkalizing meats. Cheese. Raw goat's milk is neutral, and raw goat's cheese would probably be neutral. Beans are all acid foods unless they're sprouted first. All baked flour products, cereals, pastas, pastries, popcorn, all sweeteners and sugar artificial or not, are very, very acid. Coffee and coffee substitutes, soft drinks, black tea, carbonated drinks, processed food, fruit juices, and alcohol. Highly processed green or pickled varieties of olives. So green olives are alkalizing. Black olives that have been sun-dried in olive oil are actually alkalizing. Ketchup is acid. Mustard, refined table salt, white processed vinegar. Blueberries, cranberries, plums, and prunes are acidic, but they're also very good for us. So if you're going to have these, best to dilute them with water because they have excellent nutritional benefits. In Alkalize or Die, Dr. Theodore A. Baroudi states that all prescription and over-the-counter drugs produce acid-forming reactions. So if you're on prescription drugs, you may need to be much more careful about eating alkalizing foods. Now, the following foods are extremely acidic, and Dr. Baroudi recommends that it would be best to avoid these foods, especially as many of them contain no nutritional value. White processed rice, bleached wheat, I imagine that also means the white breads, refined flours with sugar, beef, chicken, fish, lamb, pork, white sugar, alcohol, caffeine drinks, soft drinks, and white vinegar. Number 7. Constipation is a major cause of tiredness. Our blood passes directly from our large intestine to our liver, and from there into our bloodstream. If our large intestine is blocked with fecal matter, and almost everyone's is, toxic waste is absorbed. Ideally, we should have one large bowel movement a day, or often two. Anything less than one per day is constipation, and tells you that your large intestine is blocked. You can contact Dr. Schultz at 1-800-HERBDOC, H-E-R-B-D-O-C, if you're interested in detoxifying yourself, cleansing your large intestines, your liver and kidney. He only uses natural organic herbs and tinctures, and I use his tinctures and products. I think they're absolutely wonderful, and he's really an example of living a high-energy life of tremendous health, and he's helped thousands of people, some of them bringing them right back from death's door. I just really trust what he does. Worth getting his catalog and checking it out. And finally, number 8, alcohol leads to tiredness. It destroys liver cells and brain cells, and the brain shrinks in size in alcohol users. So that may encourage us to begin getting off all alcohol. And finally, we've got our wonderful combo sequence of Tired to Energize, and the sequence of energizing options that I've created is to help you get your energy moving in a moment. You can do all of them as a sequence, or discover which ones re-energize you and just do those ones when you feel tired.